Yeah, there are some things. There's a bill that would allow Eagle to regulate PFAS. So we all have PFAS in us. There's PFAS in the water. But one of the things that's happening is sometimes the companies are dumping a lot of PFAS into the municipal water systems, and then that flows through. It's been a really big problem on the Washtenaw side, where people actually had to stay out of the Huron River at times. Mm. And I think, you know, probably have heard there's a farmer up in Livingston who put municipal sludge on his field, which was supposed to be a good, normal thing to do, and it was full of PFAS so much that he had to stop farming. That one, I'm scared. I want that one to pass because we need that. We need that to protect human health across the state. And then there is some, I mean, anything, you know, I don't know if if things will pass. We haven't passed the Mobile Home Act out or the Manufactured Housing Act out of the Senate yet. I'm hoping that we do, but that's one. I'm actually going to go to a meeting in Spring Arbor today because there's a neighborhood there where people have had brown water for months, and we've been working with Eagle. They say they're doing everything they can under the law that we've got, and they need more tools to protect people's health and, you know, just the hassle of living with brown water for months on end, disgusting. So, yeah, there are a few things. I worry a little bit about it, but I'm trying to focus on what I can do.
Right.
And I can't make people go